ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. ఓం. వాంగ్ మే మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత, మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం, ఆవిరావిర్మయేధి వేదస్యమ ఆణి ఇస్థః, శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీః, అనేనాధీతేనాహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి, ఋతం వదిష్యామి, సత్యం వదిష్యామి, తన్మామవతు, తద్వక్తారమవతు, అవతు మాం, అవతు వక్తారం, అవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. చాప్టర్ 2 మంత్ర 1. పురుషేహ వా అయమాదితః గర్భో భవతి యదేత్రత్రేతః తదేతత్ సర్వేభ్య అంగేభ్యః తేజస్సంభూతం ఆత్మన్యేవ ఆత్మానం విభర్తి తద్యౌ స్త్రియాం సించతి అత ఏన జనయతి తదస్య ప్రథమం జన్మ. So we saw this mantra in the last webinar. Tad asya prathamam janma. Tad means the transference from the first abode to the second abode, namely from the father to the mother, that is called janma. So the first transfer is called first janma. That is the retas, this jivatma. So reto rupena vartamanasya jivatmanaha ప్రథమం జన్మ. సో ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్డ్ టు ది సెకండ్ రెంటల్ ప్లేస్, నేమ్లీ ది మదర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద కండిషన్ దే? అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర, దట్ వీ విల్ సీ టుడే. మంత్ర 2. తత్ స్త్రియా ఆత్మభూతం గచ్చతి యథా స్వమంగం తథా తస్మాదేనాం నహి నస్తి సా అస్య ఏతమాత్మానం అత్ర ఘతం భావయతి. సో ది ఉమెన్స్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ది సెకండ్ అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ. సో ద్వితీయ ఆవసత. అండ్ ద ఉమెన్స్ బాడీ ప్రిపేర్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫార్ ది గ్రోత్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ. లాట్ ఆఫ్ న్యాచురల్ ప్రాసెసెస్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ న్యాచురల్ క్లీనింగ్ ప్రాసెసెస్ దే టేక్ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ ద ఉమెన్స్ బాడీ. లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంప్యూరిటీస్ ఆర్ థ్రోన్ అవుట్ and the body prepares itself for welcoming this jivatma. And the jivatma becomes what? Tat. Tat refers to the retaha, which is jivatma rupam retaha. Striyaha atma bhuyam gacchati. Here atma, it means shariram. Bhuyam, bhuyam bhavaha, bhuyam means bhavaha. So atma bhuyam means sharira bhavam gacchati. So this retas, which enters the body of the woman, does not act as a foreign body, but acts as an integral part of the woman. It's another beauty in nature actually. Remember, one's body is very well guarded against foreign bodies. It's a natural phenomenon. The moment any foreign body enters, our body tries to reject it. For example, if you take a small dust entering into the eye reacts, it sheds tears. Somehow or the other, it tries to get rid of that object. Similarly, for example, some food poison or something enters into the body, then the system tries to throw it up. That is why the doctors find it challenging when they transplant, for example, a heart, a kidney, liver, bone marrow, or blood transfusion, because the body may reject it. And if it does not fit into the system, then what happens? That itself might become an enemy to the system, because the Lord has kept the system extremely well guarded. But the beauty is what? When the retas is transferred into the mother's womb, it does not disturb the mother's body, but it immediately becomes kriyaha atmabhavam gacchati. It becomes an integral part of the body of the woman, as if it is another limb of the woman. And why do we say so? as though another limb, because the system sends food also. And if some resistances are necessary, for example, against cough, cold, those kinds of infections, they are also sent. Therefore, the Upanishad says, yatha swam angam tatha. Just as her own limb, natural limb would react, so will be the fetus also will be guarded. So this jivatma has entered, and therefore what? Tasmat yenam na hinasti. Since it is serving as an integral part of the body, this jivatma does not harm the mother, the female body. Okay. And with what attitude the mother takes care of this jivatma? Mother also lovingly protects this jivatma. And how does she protect? Looking after the jivatma as her husband himself. Because husband's image is growing in her womb. Therefore, as much love and care is there for the husband, so much is shown for this jivatma also. That is, I am carrying my own husband's image in a different form. So she says, sa, that mother, asya yetam atmanam, asya bhartruho, that is my husband, this jivatma, which is the very image of my bhartha, my husband. Asya refers to their husband. And yetam atmanam, the child in the womb, the image of the husband. Atra gatham, which is present in the womb now, bhavayati. Literally, bhavana means she constantly thinks of that. Even though she might be engaged in varieties of chores, activities, household, all the time she has the thought of the child. And the commentators, they write, even the food, etc., that she takes, it is not purely what she likes to eat, but what is good for the child. The patyam and all those various disciplines. In fact, she leads a very disciplined life, even foregoing certain personal pleasures for the sake of protecting the child. And therefore, bhavayati, she takes care of that child. In fact, in Manusmriti, there is a particular shloka which defines, which gives the word for the wife as jaya. Jaya means wife. There are actually several Sanskrit words to denote wife. Bharya, Patni, Jaya. Actually, Manusmriti defines Jaya very, very beautifully as what? Patir Bharyam Sampravishya Garbo Bhutva Iha Jayate Jayaya Tatti Jayatvam Yad Asyam Jayate Punaha. Patnihi Bharyam Sampravishya. The husband himself, in the form of the Retaha, enters the womb of his wife. Garbho bhutva, having become a fetus, punaha jayate. In fact, the father alone is reborn as child through the medium of wife. Yat asyam jayaya taddi jayatvam yat asyam jayate punaha. So, yasmat asyam punaha jayate, since the husband is again reborn through his wife, she is called jaya. That is the definition of jaya, and that is what the Upanishad says here. She protects the child as if it were the father, that is the husband himself. And what does the husband do? That would be interesting. The Upanishad says he also reciprocates, because the wife is taking care of him in the form of the child, so he also should help her out. So upakaryam upakaraka bhavaha, this mutual help, upakarya upakaraka bhavaha, so parasparam jyotyate. So the role of husband, that is given in the next mantra. We will read mantra 3. Sa bhavayitri bhavayitavya bhavati tam stri garbham bibharti saha agre eva kumaram janmanaha agre adhi bhavayati. Sahayat kumaram janmanaha agre adhibhavayati atmanamevam tadbhavayati yesham lokanam santatyai evam santatahi ime lokaha tadasya dvitiyam janma. సా భావయత్రి, భావయత్రి షీ ఈజ్ ది ప్రొటెక్టర్. సో భావయతి ఇది భావయత్రి, ఇట్స్ ద స్త్రీలింగం. సో ప్రొటెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్? ది హస్బెండ్, హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రేతహ, ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫీటస్ ఇన్ ద వూమ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ అ పర్టికులర్ యూసేజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ హియర్, పెక్యులియర్ యూసేజ్ హియర్. వీ ఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వైఫ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ద హస్బెండ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ యాజ్ హస్బెండ్, బట్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ద హస్బెండ్ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫీటస్ ఇన్ ద వూమ్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద హస్బెండ్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ రెసిప్రొకేట్. ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ భావయితవ్యా భవతి, సో షీ షుడ్ బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ బై ది హస్బెండ్. దాట్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ సింబలైజ్డ్ ఇన్ అవర్ సంస్కారాస్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఇన్ ది, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ సీమంత ఉన్నయన కర్మ, సీమంతో ఉన్నయనం, సీమంత కర్మ. దేర్ ది హస్బెండ్ కామ్స్ ద హెయిర్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రెగ్నెంట్ వైఫ్. ఉన్నయనం మీన్స్ పార్టింగ్ ద సీమంత, సీమంత హెయిర్ పార్టింగ్ సెరిమనీ. బికాస్ ది ఇన్ ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ది హెడ్ యూ నో దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ లైన్, ఐ డోంట్ నో దీస్ డేస్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ లైన్ మేబీ ఆన్ ద లెఫ్ట్ ఆర్ రైట్ అట్ దర్ ఇస్ నో లైన్ అట్ ఆల్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్, బట్ ది పార్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హెయిర్ సీమంత ఉన్నయనం, దట్స్ అ కర్మ, ఇట్స్ అ సంస్కార. ఉన్నయనం మీన్స్ పార్టింగ్, పార్టింగ్ ద సీమంత, దట్ పర్టికులర్ బౌండరీ. సో హెయిర్ పార్టింగ్ సెరిమనీ. సో ది ఐడియా ఇస్ వాట్, ద హస్బెండ్ షుడ్ డూ ఈవెన్ పర్సనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద వైఫ్, ఇండికేటింగ్ దట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఈవెన్ ఎవ్రీ మైన్యూట్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ద వైఫ్. సో ది కమెంటేటర్ సేస్ ఉపకార్యం ఉపకారక భావ పరస్పరం హీ. ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆల్వేస్ ద హెల్ప్ మస్ట్ బి మ్యూచువల్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి జస్ట్ వన్ వే హెల్ప్. ఇఫ్ నాట్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ డజన్ నో హౌ టు కుక్, అట్లీస్ట్ హీ కెన్ వాష్ ద డిషెస్. ఇఫ్ యూ కుక్స్ మేబీ హీ మై స్పాయిల్ ద కుకింగ్. సో నౌ ద నెక్స్ట్ స్టేజ్ ఇస్ వాట్, హస్బెండ్ అండ్ వైఫ్ టుగెదర్ దే టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్, so that later the child will be able to take care of them, take care of the parents also. So the next stage is parent child upakarya upakaraka bhavaha, mutual help. How? Tam stri garbham bibharti, this is the mother's service to the child. Stri refers to the mother here. Tam garbham bibharti, bibharti sustains, she sustains that child in her body. Okay, this is the role of the mother. Then what is the role of the father? Saha refers to the pita, the father. Agre eva kumaram janmanaha agre adhi. Actually, if you see, agre eva kumaram agre adhi. Janmanaha agre adhi. There are two agre and one adhi. The first agre refers to before birth. Second agre refers to during. And third, the adhi refers to after. After janmanaha. So therefore before the birth of the child, during the birth and after the birth of the child, saha the pita, that father, kumaram bhavayati, he protects the child. So the father protects the child, janmanaha agre, janmanaha agre during, and janmanaha adhi after. Not only from the angle of giving medicine, tonic and all those things, father wants to take care of the wife and the child. Here the Upanishad talks about the rituals, from the angle of various rituals, that is religious rituals, spiritual rituals, for the protection in the form of various samskaras. Therefore, constant scriptural reading in the house, so that the child in the womb is influenced by the religious vasanas, so that the child will not doubt the religion. Otherwise, the child may grow up to be an atheist. Prahlada, even though he had an asura janma, he was born to an asura, he had wonderful wisdom because he had the scriptures, he heard them from Lord Narada himself, Narada Mahamuni, even while he was in the womb. So simanta unnayanadi samskaras, they are all performed before the birth. And during the birth there are certain samskaras, they are mantra prokshanadi samskaras, so many rituals. And afterwards, after janma, there is jata karmadi samskaras. So there are so many samskaras before birth, during and after. And he does all these. Then the Upanishad says, when the parents are maintaining this jivatma in its second avasata. Now we should not forget that avasata, because this entire detail is only to describe all the avasatas of the previous chapter. The parents should not feel that they are doing a great service, because it is their own image they are protecting. That is, protecting their image is as good as protecting themselves. Therefore, the Upanishad says, saha yath yena samskarena with whatever samskaras kumaram bhavayati protects the child when janmanaha agre janmanaha agre janmanaha adi before during and after the janma by that what he is doing really atmanam eva tat bhavayati tat means tena samskarena by those samskaras by those rituals he is only protecting himself why yesham lokanam santatyai because the child helps in the perpetuation of the lineage the parampara because the child is going to help the santati santati refers to the parampara loka refers here loka is not the lokas pitru putra parampara is called the loka here the father grandchild all that so lokanam lokanam means pitru putranam santatyai abhivruddhaye eva bhavayati why in this manner alone evam hi ime lokaha the kula parampara is maintained it is not in any other manner and remember kula vruddhi kula kshaye pranashyanti kula dharma sanatanaha so kula vruddhi means the dharma vruddhi the prosperity of dharma and when this child comes out of the womb it becomes tadasya dvitiyam janma tad coming out of the second abode the womb of the mother it is dvitiyam janma it is the second birth so he comes to his own shariram his own body swashariram there is a third body first is in the pitru shariram father's body then matru shariram now swashariram his own body and if you remember it the first pitru shariram matru shariram swashariram we should not confuse you know between dvitiya avasata and dvitiya janma dvitiya avasata that is matru shariram and dvitiya janma is shifting or transference from the second abode to the third abode which is nothing but swashariram one's own body mantra 4 sosyaya matma पुण्येभ्य कर्मेभ्य प्रतिधीयते अतास्याय मितर आत्मा कृतकृत्यो वयोगत प्रैथी सयित प्रयत् प्रयन्नेव पुनर्जायते तदस्य तृतीयं जन्म नाउ दिस जीवात्मा हू इज इन द थर्ड आवसता इन इट्स ओन शरीरम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ चाइल्ड नाउ दैट चाइल्ड ग्रोस अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ द पेरेंट्स So we are talking about the three avasatas of the putra, the child now. Putra ki putri also. So pita is the first abode of the child, mata is the second abode of the child, and now its own body. And the child grows, and when it can take up the responsibility, what the parents do? Saha, I am, atma, punyebhyaha, karmebhyaha, pratidhiyate. The charge is handed over. I am Atma, this child, this Jivatma, which is in the third avasata or abode, its own shariram. Pratidiyate is appointed in the place of the father. Prati means for what purpose? Punyebhyaha karmabhyaha. For the continuation of the punya karma which the father has been doing, hopefully he had been doing. So the idea is what? The father has been doing punya karma like social service, helping others, pujas, yajnas, temples, all that. That is not enough. All the good karmas, whether danam, service, course, whatever the father does, the son also should do. Therefore, the father gives the whole charge to the son. And that is what is said here. Punyebhyaha, karmabhyaha. For the perpetuation of the punya karma, I am atma, this jivatma, which is in the third abode, pratidiyate. And this child is called Asya Atma, who is the very image of the father. The Upanishad reminds it often, the child which is the very self of the father. This child is appointed in the place of the father. And that is what they say, the child is sent for education at the 7th year or 8th year for Gurukula Vasa. Then he studies for 10 or 12 years, the entire Dharma Shastras and all other things, whatever be his profession. And then he comes out, he gets married and the father gives the complete responsibility to the child so that the father can now turn towards spirituality. Till now, in the Grahastha Ashrama, he was predominantly materialistic only, because he has to run the family, he has to help others, he has to help both the brahmachari and the sannyasi and all that. And whenever he had time, he was in touch with spirituality. That's what he was doing earlier. But he could never commit to spirituality. Remember, spirituality is spirituality only when there is a commitment. That should be the primary thing in life. Casual spirituality is not considered spirituality at all. But that once in a day spiritual practice like pujas and all that thing, prayers, is also good. Because otherwise, if a person has been 100% materialistic, then his life will become like a rudderless ship without any direction at all. Therefore, in the spiritual plane. Therefore, in the initial part of life, spirituality is only one of a casual pursuit. And so, what he wants to do is commitment to spirituality now, which is possible only when the responsibilities are handed over to somebody. So, what happens to the father now? He takes to Vanaprastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama, or he may live in the very house itself as a guest. If he cannot go out of the house for whatever reason, therefore what happens to him? Asya itaraha atma kritakrityaha bhavati. The father now becomes kritakrityaha. Who is the father now? The father is put in a peculiar language here. The other self of the father, sort of calling the father, the other self of the father has now two selves. One is the putra rupa as the child, putra rupa atma, and the other is swayam, himself, he himself. That is the second atma. Therefore, putra rupa atma pratinidhiyate. The putra rupa atma is given the responsibility. And itaraha atma, that is he himself, that is his own shariram, mind, asya ayam itaraha atma, the other self, that is himself, krita krityaha bhavati. He gets a sigh of relief. Aha, now I have completed all my duties. I am handing over the responsibility to my son. I have given all my responsibility to someone else in the relay race. I have done my job. That relaxed feeling. Krita krityaha bhavati. And then what happens to him? Vayogataha. He becomes old. He need not go to work for it. Nobody needs work for getting old. Just by keeping quiet, one can get old. Hair becomes gray, it becomes white, it falls. All these teeth, everything, you know, we all angam galitam, palitam mundam, dashana vihinam, jatam tundam, vriddho yahi, grihitva dhandam. Up to here, no problem at all. But the fourth line is what? Tadapi na munchati asha pindam. Even after all that, what is the son doing? What is the daughter-in-law doing? He is still poking his nose into everything that happens in the house and yearning the scolding of the people also. So the safest method is what? Completely turn away and turn towards spirituality. Maybe attend the webinars. So vayogataha. And afterwards what happens? Praiti. He dies away. Okay, dies away means what? Not permanently. He leaves this body and then goes to another body, another Pitru Shariram, of course. Not directly though. According to his punyam, he may go to Pitru Loka. And thereafter, if you remember the various stages that we mentioned earlier, Dyuhu, Parjanya, Oshadi, Dwara, through the Swargaloka, clouds, rains, plant kingdom, which is called the third Janma now. But here, the Upanishad is a little mischievous. What it says, that we have to note, till now, the Upanishad talked about whom the child's prathama avasata, the abode of the child. What is the first abode of the child? The father. And the second abode of the child? The mother. And now that the child has come to the third avasata, namely its own body. So we should be talking about only the child. But what the Upanishad does? It suddenly talks about the father's death and calls it as the Tritiyam Janma. Father's death as the Tritiyam Janma, third birth. And so Shankaracharya says, we have to supply an additional sentence here. What is that? The father gives the responsibility and passes away. Likewise, the son also, who is in the third abode, his own body, should give the responsibility to his child. And remember, for his child, the son will be the first abode. For his child, isn't it? So the child who is the third abode, when he becomes the father, he becomes the first abode for his child. But we are not talking about that now. The child who is in the third abode hands over the responsibility to his child. And like the father, the child also passes away. And that we have to add. So the father passes away. Like that, the child also, who is now father, he is passing away. So who is in the third abode now? He also passes away. So drops the third abode and goes back to another Pitru Shariram, another father's body, called Tad Asya Tritiyam Janma. That is the third birth. Therefore, the third Janma is nothing but the so-called Punarjanma. He died and is reborn. Because the first Janma is coming to the mother, second Janma is coming to this body, and the third Janma is going to another Pitru Shariram. How the continuity is maintained beautifully. And that is called here as Tad Asya Tritiyam Janma. That is going from the third abode, that is one's own body, to the first abode, another Pitru Shariram. Okay. With this, the Upanishad has clearly explained the three avasatas, the three abodes. If you remember that this entire chapter was like a commentary to the three avasatas mentioned earlier. Now the Upanishad wants to come back to self-knowledge. Thus the jiva goes from one abode to another for millions of janmas. Anadi avidya vasanaya pravartamanasya pashu pakshi mrigadi yonishu anekada janitva. In the sankalpa of Shravani Purnami, when we observe all these avinyavatam, all those karmas, pashu pakshi mriga, all those ways, anekata janitva, born in various ways, kenapi punya karma viseshena, due to some unknown punyam. Now I have got this manushya janma, this manushya shariram, and that too mukshu shariram. There are so many human bodies are there, but they are not interested in attending Vedanta webinars. Therefore, kenapi punya karma viseshena, I have become a human being, a mumukshu, and I have got the shastram also. And having got all these facilities, what happens to him? He breaks the endless cycle for good. This entire cycle, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle, punarapi avasataha, punarapi avasataha, that cycle, at last he breaks. Aneka janma samsiddaha tatoyati yanti paragatim paramgatim. Or bahunam janmanamante jnanavanmam prapadyate, as Gita said. He gets the knowledge. And when he gets the knowledge, how does he look back into his samsara? The response of such a jnani, that is given in the next mantra. Mantra 5. Taduktam rishina garbenu sannan vesham anvedamaham devanam janimani vishvam shatam mapura ayasihi arakshannatasyono javasam niradhiyamiti garba eva yetat shayano vama deva eva muvacham. So the essence of this mantra is what? How a jnani looks back into the cycle of samsara. Because now he is a jnani. So he now looks back to the cycle of samsara. The cycle of the three abodes. After breaking the cycle. So we do have several instances of such mantras actually in the Upanishad. In Taittiriya Upanishad itself, say no. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Aham vrikshas yareriva. Kirti prishtam gireriva. All those mantras. And the words of the Taittiriya Rishi. He moves about singing the glory of Atma. Etat samagayan naste ha uha uha u. And here another rishi, Vamadeva Rishi, who is very famous jnani, he uttered these words after getting the wisdom, after breaking the cycle of samsara. And where did he get the wisdom, this Vamadeva Rishi? That alone is the unique glory of Vamadeva Rishi. He did not get the wisdom after coming to the earth. Garbe eva vamadevaha uktavan. Even while he was in the womb of his mother, Garbhavasa, he became enlightened there itself. And Garbhe Shayanaha, lying, dwelling in the womb of the mother, Vamadeva declared, I am Brahman, I have broken the cycle. Like, for example, the story of Prahlada, who is believed to have gained the knowledge in the womb of the mother itself. Suppose somebody might ask, in Garbhavasa, for example, for Jnana Yoga, what are the steps one has to do? Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam and all that. In Garbhavasa, how did they do all that? People might ask. Anandagiri, he writes in his commentary, it is not that in Garbhavasa he did Shravanam and all that. He was already a Jnani in the past Janma. But because of some Pratibandha, some obstacle, he has to be born again as a Yoga Brashta. This Yoga Brashta, this word is very familiar, expression is familiar to us from the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We have got the Yoga Brashta there, who has already got the knowledge because of some obstacle, Pratibandha, he had to be born again. And since the Papa is gone through knowledge, immediately he recognizes the old wisdom. Like, for example, a prodigy, a genius, recognizing everything as even he hears or sees one, whether it is in the field of music or in the field of mathematics and all that, all these Ramanujan and all these people. Similarly, this spiritual genius who already has this knowledge with a small layer of Pratibandha, and when that Pratibandha is gone, the knowledge shines forth. Therefore, Garbhe Eva Shayanaha. And what did he declare? His declaration is said here, Tad Uktam Rishina. This idea has been conveyed by Rishi Vamadeva. And then begins the quotation. Garbhe Nu onwards is quotation, the words of Vamadeva. It says, Sannan Vesham Avedam Aham Devanam. Now we have to separate this Esham and connect it to Devanam Janimani and Garbhe Nu San Anu Avedam. San plus Anu plus Avedam. That is how it should be split. So Esham Devanam Janimani Aham Nu Avedam. Nu means, Nu is the Avadharanarthe. Supposed to really give the guarantee. So, I came to know the Janma, the creation of Vishwa, Janimani, all the creations of Devanam. In this context, Deva does not mean Deva the gods, it means the Indriyas. So, Devanam means Indriyana, which indicates all the Karya, Karana, Sangataha, the physical and subtle bodies. And so, I have understood very well the creation of countless number of physical bodies and subtle bodies. I have understood, he proclaims, the womb of the mother. That means what? He has understood that the Janma belongs to physical and subtle bodies only and not to Aham, the Atma. So we have to read this sentence very carefully. So, Shariranam Janma Avedam. I knew, Avedam, I knew the Janma of Shariras, the bodies. That is one way of reading. And there can be another way of reading also. Shariranam Janma Iti Avedam. I understood that the Janma belongs to the Shariram only. Shariranam Eva Janmani Iti Avedam. So, I understood that all these bodies, the Punarapi, Jananam, Punarapi, Maranam cycle, that does not belong to me, the Atma, but belongs to what? To the Shariram only. Vasamsi Jirnani Yata Vihayam Navani Grinnati Naroparani. It is nothing but a change of dress. And who am I? Na jayate mriyate va kadachitim nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha iti. As in Gita was said, so shariranam janma janami means, that means what? Mama ajanma api janami. When I know this, the birth of all the bodies, I also know I am not born. I know the birth of Shariram. I also know that I don't have Janma. Both of them I have understood. Okay. And where did he understand? Garbhe Nu San. Remaining in Garbha itself, in the womb of the mother, as a fetus, I understood this story, this reality. And not only that, I found all these physical bodies, they were like cages for me. limiting or obstructing my freedom. Every shariram is like a prison for me, restricting my infinitude. Why? Because of the body alone, I am identified with the body. And because of such identification alone, I have the notion that I am limited. I am sitting here, I am not sitting there. So all these spatial limitations, time-wise limitations, they are all felt because of what? Sharira dvara eva, because of the body. That is why in sushupti, in the deep sleep state, when sharira abhimanam is not there, the body identification, when it is not there in deep sleep, I do not have desha nimitta parichedova, kala nimitta parichedova, sushuptau na ana anubhuyate kasmat deha abhimana abhavat. Yata deha abhimanam jayate, tatapi paricheda bhavopi jayate. I have a sense of limitation. Therefore, body can be compared to what? Prison. And what is the crime a person has done? Abhimanam or ajnanam is the crime. And for that crime, what punishment Lord has given me? He puts us in the prison of physical body. And a criminal is very dangerous person. What they do? They keep on changing the prison also. They transfer him from one jail to another jail. They keep changing him from one place to another place. Likewise, we are also such great samsaris that the Lord changes us from one body to the other. So he says, shatam puraha, hundreds of bodies, shatam. Puraha literally means city. But in this context, it is the dehaha, navadvara pura. So navadvare pure dehi. So this navadvara puram, it is actually puraha is bahuvachana. So repantaha, strilinkaha, purushabdaha, puhu, purau, puraha. So pura is plural. Thus hundreds of bodies, and that too, what type of bodies they are? If it is an ordinary person, one might perhaps, ordinary person, a person might escape. But this is ayati puraha. Ayati means it's iron. It's made of iron. It's iron prison. Very strong. Ayatyaha. Actually should be prathama, but here it is in dvitiya, so it's chandasam. Ayatihi, ayatyau, ayatyaha. So it's an adjective to puraha. So hundreds of strong cages have done what? Arakshana. Have imprisoned me, have guarded me against escaping, not allowing me to get freely out. Aham muktaha, aham annam, aham annadaha, aham sarvagataha. I have to own up all these. So without allowing me to enjoy my innate freedom, it is not that I am asking for a new freedom. No, my own innate freedom, my own nature, it is not allowing me to enjoy because of the body. So hundreds of bodies have arakshan, have guarded me, have policed me. When? Adaha, before getting this knowledge. Jnanat prag ityartaha, before getting the knowledge. And now he has been released because for the crime he has done, the parihara. Parihara is what? Jnanena ajnana nashaha kritaha. And therefore I am now released through jnanam. My ajnana got destroyed. So he looks back. Who this jnani looks back? Adaha. Before gaining this knowledge, I was restrained in this prison called body in thousands and thousands of janmas. So now what have I done? Shenaha javasa niradiyam. Shenaha iva, like a bird. And what type of bird it is? An encaged bird. Shenaha. Shenaha literally means a hawk, an eagle. It's a bird, like a bird. Jarasa niradhiyam. Forcibly it escapes. Just as a bird forcibly escapes from the cage, in the same way, I, the Jivatma, have escaped from the cage of Shariram, the body. That is, Sharira Abhimanam, the Parichedam, the limitation. And the bird may use the force, perhaps, for me, what is the force I have? Shankaracharya comments, Atma Jnana Krita Vegena. The force or balam I have is Atma Jnana Balam. Atmana Vindate Viryam. Vidyaya Vindate Amritam. That's what. So, Nayam Atma బలహీనేన లభ్యః. యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ఐ వాస్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ ఐ వాస్ బలహీనః. నౌ విత్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆర్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ బ్రోకన్ ద కేజ్ ఆఫ్ బాడీలీ లిమిటేషన్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ రిలీస్డ్ మై సెల్ఫ్. ఇతి ఇతి మీన్స్ దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ కొటేషన్. ఇతి ఋషిణా ఉక్తం ఆర్ వామదేవ ఉవాచ. సో దిస్ వాట్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ వామదేవ, ఋషి వామదేవ. విత్ దిస్ జ్ఞానం ఆల్సో ఈస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ అండ్ నౌ ది సెక్షన్ ఇస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ బై టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద జ్ఞాన ఫలం ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర విచ్ వి విల్ రీడ్. మంత్ర 6. స ఏవం విద్వాన్ అస్మాత్ శరీర భేదాత్ ఊర్ధ్వం ఉత్క్రమ్య అముష్మిన్ స్వర్గే లోకే సర్వాన్ కామానాప్త్వా అమృతస్సమభవత్ అమృతస్సమభవత్. ఇస్ ద లాస్ట్ శ్లోక ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్, సెకండ్ చాప్టర్. సహ ఏవం విద్వాన్, సహ సహ రెఫర్స్ టు ద ఋషి వామదేవ. వామదేవ నాట్ ఓన్లీ వామదేవ, హూ ఎవర్ హీ మే బి, సహ who knows thus evam vidwan in this manner. So this phalam is not only valid in Vamadeva's time, it is valid even in Kali Yuga, today's time also. So therefore Vamadevaha amrutaha samabhavat. Na kevalam Vamadevaha evam vidwan yaha kopi astu, whomsoever is the person, whomsoever he may be, he also knows. Who knows? Vidwan veti iti vidwan. In this context, the Upanishad specifies who is Vidwan also. Because we use the word Vidwan in many contexts, many senses. Sangeeta Vidwan is one Vidwan, a good musician. In some cases, it may be also ridiculing a person. Oh, he is a Pariya Vidwan. So, you know, people make those ridiculous remarks. But here, the Upanishad is very specific. Evam Vidwan. So, it is Uparyukta Prakarena, Purva Mantrokta Prakarena Vidwan. So, as was defined earlier in the previous mantras. Okay, and what is the Purva Mantrokta Prakaram? What is the previous definition of this Vidwan? If you remember, Devanam Eva Janma Karya Karana Sangatan Sangatanam Eva Janma. So, Mama Janma Nasti. This is the knowledge mentioned in the previous mantra. Janma is, birth is only for the body and the Indriyas, not for me, the Atma. That is the definition earlier. So I do not have a janma, the janmas belong to the body mind complex. Iti vidwan, a person who knows that, such a vidwan. So deha vyatirikta atmanam vidwan, the person who knows that the body is different than me, the shariram is different than me. And what does he get thereafter by knowing this? That we have to look at the end of the mantra now. Sarvan kaman aptva, he attained all his desires. Here kama not means exactly desires only, but here it is objects of desire. Kamyate iti kamaha, it's vishayaha, kama is all these objects. So sarvan kama avaptihi, kama avaptihi means fulfillment of all desires. That is the phalam of atmajnana. And then we have heard this also in the Taittiriya Upanishad. సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ యో వేద నిహితం గుహాయాం పరమే వ్యోమన్ సో ఓశ్నుతే సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సహ. సో సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సహ అశ్నుతే ప్రాప్నోతి. బట్ దేర్ వాట్ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషద్ వి సా ద ఇంప్లికేషన్ ఈస్ క్వైట్ డిఫరెంట్. వెన్ ద ఉపనిషద్ సేస్ హీ అటైన్స్ ఆల్ డిజైర్స్, హీ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ దట్ హీ విల్ పొసెస్ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. Because normally attaining a desire means what? Possessing a desired object is attaining the desire. Like for example, getting a car, getting a house. Similarly, does it mean that a jnani will possess them all? No, it is not in that sense. He fulfills all his desires as it were. That means what? If a person fulfills his desires, whatever tripti will come, whatever satisfaction he will get, that same tripti or satisfaction this jnani will find in himself. That means if he gets a car, for example, a vahana, he wants to get a vahana. So vahana praptau yavati triptihi syate tavati triptihi vahana vina api labate. If he gets a car whatever satisfaction he will have. He will have the same tripti even without that particular object. That means what? Saha purnatvam anubhavati. He enjoys purnatvam, fullness, completeness. He is aham triptosmi. Always I am ever fulfilled. No problem at all. Tripto bhavati, tushtaha bhavati, atmaramo bhavati. It is said actually beautifully in Narada Bhakti Sutras, all these things. He becomes triptaha, tushtaha. He revels in himself, atmarama, all that. So, yastu atma ratirevasyate, atma triptasya, manavaha, atmanyevacha, santushtaha. So, he is satisfied, so much he revels himself. So, sarvan kaman apnoti, triptaha bhavati. Or differently interpreting, if you take literally, he attains all the desires, that is, he possesses all the desires, we can take that meaning also. Because now he knows I am Brahman, right? And as Brahman, who am I? I am the adhishtanam of the whole universe. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam. He knows. All these quotations we have seen many times earlier. And since I am the adhishtanam, I am the substratum of everything, everything belongs to me also. That means your car and your house also is mine, my car. Okay. Because I know behind you, the adhishtanam is I, the Atma alone. I, the Atma. So, kshetram chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. In kshetra kshetra gyavagayogaha. Then in chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kshetram chapi mam viddi sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am the Brahman. I am the Jiva in every one of you also. Therefore, whatever you possess, they belong to me alone. That is why Brahmana sarvan kaman ashnute, as Brahman, everything belongs to me. One meaning of sarva kama avapti. And the second meaning is what? I will get as much tripti as possessing everything. And therefore also sarva kama avapti. So tripti is a wonderful palam, because everybody's complaint is what? I have no tripti at all, I am not satisfied. I still want more, I lack this, that and all. I want to get completed by possessing this and that, acquiring this and that. That is a problem of everyone. So if one can have tripti, the contentment, then that is a very, very wonderful palam. So this palam comes while living or after death? That is another important question. Right? After death, there is no problem at all. Because when there is a dead body, it never has a problem of desire. It has nothing to desire. Therefore, sarva kama avaptihi is not a posthumous affair. But is even eva sarva kama avaptim labate, which is otherwise called jivan mukti. So, sarvan kama aptva, that means jivan muktaha bhavati. How long? Yavat kalam prarabdham vartate. As long as the prarabdha sustains the body, so long he continues to be a jivan muktaha. And thereafter what will happen? That is said here, asmat sharira bhedat urdvam. Bhedam means nasham here, bhedam. So, sharira nashat, it is derived from the root bhid. Bhid means to break, to be destroyed, to perish, to disintegrate. So, asmat sharira bhedat urdvam. After the disintegration of the body, that is parantakale, urdvam utkramya. His jiva, that is the jivatma, goes up and merges with paramatma. Here, urdvam is only, it's only qualitative to the higher paramatma. So, the jivatma merges. And amushmin swarge loke amritaha samabhavate. Having merged into the Paramatma, Amritaha Samabhavate. He becomes Amritaha. He becomes immortal. Marana Rahitaha. He has no more death. He has escaped the cycle of birth and death. So, Marana Rahitaha must means Janma Rahitaha also. He has no Janma also. Because if Janma is there, Maranam also should be there. Therefore, Amritaha Samabhavate Swarge Loke. Here alone we have to be careful. Swarge loke does not mean the heaven, swarga loka or something like that. It means Brahman itself. This is called Gauna Prayogaha. We have seen also occasion of Gauna Prayoga earlier. So, Swarga also is Ananda Hetuhu. Swarga gives Ananda. And Brahman also is Ananda Hetuhu. Therefore, Ananda Hetutva Guna Samanyat. Because both of them have the same common, this thing of quality of giving Ananda, Gaunaha Ayam Prayogaha. So, in Keno Upanishad also, which we concluded recently, there also we saw, Swarge Loke Yeye Pratitishtati Pratitishtati. So, the word Swarga was used in Keno Upanishad also to mean Brahman. And here also, the Swarga Loka indicates Brahman. And why do we interpret it like that? We cannot take the meaning of heaven for Swarga Loka because if a person goes to heaven, Amritaha Samabhavate, that cannot be said. Because we have seen again in the Bhagavad Gita, Tetam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam, Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. After going to Swarga Loka, once the Punya balance is exhausted, Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti again comes back. So it is not Amritatvam. Amritatvam means no more birth. So Swargaloka means here Brahman. So having merged into Brahman, in the nature of Brahman, he becomes immortal. This is the legitimate meaning. But as we have mentioned often, the word merging also should be understood properly. It is not a physical merger. Because it is not that Jivatma and Paramatma really separated to be merged later. Here, merger is in the form of understanding that I am Paramatma iti jnanameva merger. That jnanam alone is merger. And that is why we give the example when the pot is broken, the pot space merges with the total space without any movement. Shankaracharya gives this example often. Similarly, when the body falls, the Jivatma merges into Paramatma without any movement. And this merger, after the fall of the body, it is given a special name, Videha Muktihi. So, Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti. And therefore, what is Jnana Palam now? Jivan Mukti while living and Videha Mukti after the destruction of this body, after this body falls. Okay. With this, the palam also is concluded, and so is this chapter, second chapter. Therefore, the teacher repeats the last word twice, as we mentioned earlier, to indicate the end of an adhyaya. The words are repeated again. So, amrutaha samabhavatam, amrutaha samabhavatam, to indicate adhyaya parisamaptihi, the end of the adhyaya. And also, Pala avadharanartham, to give a guarantee to all the seekers about the jnana palam. So, jnanam yadi labhyate tarhi avashyam mokshaha bhavati eva iti avadharanartham. So, the essence of the second chapter is what? Three things we mentioned already. One is vairagyartham samsara varnanam. In what form? In the form of samsara. That is avasata traya rupena. The three abodes, all those things, they were all described for developing vairagyam. So, in the form of the three avasatas. And the second essence of this particular chapter is atma jnanam through Rishi Vamadeva's words. Through his words, atma jnanam. And the third is atma jnana palam in the form of jivan mukti and videha mukti. So, these are the three main points to be remembered in the second chapter, and the third chapter and the final chapter we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.